Crisps and a Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, grab your mouse and get ready to click on another episode of
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. Each episode, our players battle out over a number of rounds to see who will be the masters of the Inquisition. So let's meet this week's players. So on the first team, we have Kuba, Simon, and Grams. You're all returning, so welcome back, guys. How are you?
Very good.
And what fruit have you chosen for this episode?
Since we're all wine connoisseurs, we went for grape.
You went for grape, okay. And I know Christmas is coming up soon. What's like the best or worst Christmas present you've ever got?
I don't know if this counts as a present, but on Christmas Day of 1979, when I was still a teenager, I saved the life of my dog, who had fallen into a frozen pond. And I almost drowned, actually.
Wow.
But we both survived. And so that was a nice Christmas present.
Okay, very good, Brad. Simon or Kuba, any outstanding Christmas presents?
Well, definitely Stretch Armstrong.
Well,
you can stretch him. And Tereska bought me a Monstera plant, which I subsequently killed in the cold. But it was a great gift.
Sounds very romantic.
Yeah.
Well, once from my former brother-in-law, who's Zimbabwean, I got a beer. I got a bottle of homemade local beer. It sounded amazing. I was very excited. And it turns out they made it of like rotten bread and food scraps and leftovers and rubbish, and it just tasted like vomit. And I threw it all away.
Okay.
Sounds like a typical South African beer.
Zimbabwean.
Oh, Zimbabwe. Oh, sorry. My apologies.
That's much worse.
Okay, and team two, again, we have three returning players. We have Christy, James, and Debbie. Welcome back, guys. How are you?
Fantastic.
And what fruit have you chosen?
Peach.
You've chosen peach, a popular choice on this. Any outstanding, terribly wonderful, or wonderfully terrible Christmas presents over the years?
Well, I from Cuba, actually, I got tickets to Disneyland at the age of 30. It was wonderful because I'd been waiting for them since the age of 4.
It took Kuba that long to get that.
Better late than never.
Oh, very good. James, Christy?
I've got to say my first son was born on December 22nd 4 years ago, so I have to say that, just in case my wife is listening.
Or he's listening in the future.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Yeah.
James, you do strike me, James, as the sort of person who's just generally weary of any present you receive. Socks again. Fuck's sake. Christy?
My grandfather got us a VHS of something called Tin Men because he thought that it was something from The Wizard of Oz. It was definitely not that.
Was that a golf movie? There is a golf movie here.
No, it was
some strokes involved.
It was not for children.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
That's Tim
the Porto. What lucky grandparents you had.
But it was a porn movie or?
No.
Oh,
it was an adult movie, like not for kids, but it wasn't porn, but you know, definitely not for kids.
Not for kids.
Yeah.
So the girls want him.
Okay, the best present I ever got is having you all here too.
Oh. Merry
Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's crack on with round number one, which is called Back and Forth. Each team gets 5 individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, -2 points for a wrong answer, but you can pass it to the other team without losing any points, and they can answer for 1 risk-free point. Everyone ready to go?
Let's do it.
Yep.
Okay, so team one, question one to you. What is the name of the most recent country to join the Schengen area on January 2023? The most recent country to join the Schengen?
Croatia.
It is Croatia. 2 points. Team number two. Pete. The Czech Republic, along with Poland, Hungary, the Baltic states, and a few others, joined the Schengen in which year? Czech Republic, Poland, Hungary, Slovakia, I think, Baltic states, they all joined the Schengen in which year?
2004.
Incorrect, -2 points. They joined the EU in 2004, Schengen in 2007. Mm. Okay, question number two, Team Grape. American Beauty won the Best Picture Oscar in the year 2000, so films from 1999. The Oscars were held in 2000. Name one of the runner-up films for that Best Picture Oscar. So American Beauty won, but name one of the runners-up that year.
How come we can't think of anything?
I don't know.
Maybe we should pass.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't think of anything that came
out. I can't think of anything for sure, so yeah. I think we're going to pass.
We're going to pass? Okay, Team Peak. Do you have any ideas? Risk-free for 1 point?
What's the year?
The Oscars were held in 2000. The films were generally released in 1999.
What is that?
Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring?
No, incorrect. The four possibilities were Cider House Rules, Green Mile, Insider, and Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense, right. Yeah. That was, yeah.
Okay, Team 2, Pete, your question 2. Gladiator won the Best Picture Oscar in 2001, so films from the year 2000. Name one of the runners-up from that year.
We'll pass.
You're going to pass? Okay, so Team 1, great. Do you guys want to have a guess? 1 point, risk-free.
A Beautiful Mind?
Sorry, not correct. The other four were Chocolat, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Aaron Brockovich, and Traffic. Okay, question number 3 to Team Grape, Team 1. What is the second smallest South American country by area? The second smallest South American country by area. You're going to go for it?
I'm going to be brave. Go for Uruguay.
You are correct.
Yes!
Oh!
Well done, you are correct. Be brave. Now let's see how brave.
Fortune favors the brave.
Now let's see how brave Team 2 are. Your question number 3, what is the second largest South American country by area? Second largest South American country by area.
It has to be, yeah.
Go for it, yeah.
Argentina.
You are correct. 2 points. Okay, question number 4 to Team 1, Grape. Which Led Zeppelin album features the song Stairway to Heaven? Which Led Zeppelin album features the song Stairway to Heaven?
I'm just not sure how confident I am in that.
If you're less than 50% confident, yeah, give it to them.
All right.
He's not confident about being confident.
Are you 17% confident about not being confident?
I'm 49% confident.
Then you should give it to
them. All right, we're going to pass.
Okay, you're going to pass. So Team 2 Peak,
4.
It is 4. Yes. And Team 2 Peak, your question number 4. Which Adele album features the song Rolling in the Deep? Which Adele album features the song Rolling in the Deep?
Say it.
Oh, wait, it's us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, 19.
Incorrect.
Yes! I was so 21. Sure!
21.
Yeah.
Okay, and question number 5, last question of the round to Team 1, Grape. Which is longer, the world record for the javelin or for the hammer for men?
Oh, javelin.
You're going to say javelin?
100%.
You are correct. That is 2 points. Javelin is 98.48 meters. Hammer is 86.74.
Helps when a Czech guy holds it.
It is, yeah. Very good. Very good point. And Team 2, a peak. Which is longer, the world record for long jump or for pole vault? Long jump would be in length, pole vault in height. But which is longer?
We defer to the man. Make right. Your kiss.
Pressure on the man. Long jump.
You are correct.
Ah, yeah.
Two much needed points. Long jump is 8.95 meters. Pole vault is 6.23.
Right.
So at the end of round number 1, Team Grape, Team 1 have picked up 6 points. Team Peak, Team 2 have picked up 1.
What?
So we move into round number 2, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 5 questions, they write the answers down. If both teams are correct, they will get 1 point, but if only one team is correct, that team will get 2 points. Everyone ready to go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and these questions are somewhat related to the themes from round 1. So round 2, question 1. The wine-making village Schengen is in which European Union country? The winemaking village Schengen is in which European Union country?
Fortunately,
you wrote it so fast, I'll defer it to you.
That was my first guess, yeah.
Okay, question number 2. In the 2017 Oscar ceremony, La La Land was mistakenly announced as the best picture winner. Which film actually won? Okay, question three. There are four answers for this, so we'll do points accordingly. The flag of Brazil has 27 stars on it. Which four other South American countries have stars on their flags? Maybe a single or more, but which four other South American countries other than Brazil have stars on their flags? Okay, question four. On the cover of Nirvana's Nevermind, what denomination bill is the baby reaching for?
Know that?
What denomination bill
I believe that's
is
correct.
The baby reaching for? Okay, and question number five. In athletics, who holds the women's 100 and 200 meters world records? It's the same person, so who is she? Okay, so let's get to the answers for round number two. So, Team Grape, the winemaking village Schengen is in which EU country?
Luxembourg.
Luxembourg, and team two, you said?
Belgium.
Correct answer is Luxembourg, 2 points to Team Grape.
If only Debbie ever visited it.
They don't make wine in Disneyland.
Oh dear. That's my favorite episode.
European cities look the same. Come on.
Okay, Team 2 Peak. In the 2017 Oscars, La La Land was mistakenly announced as Best Picture winner instead of which film?
Moonlight.
What? Moonlight, and Team 1, you said?
Moonlight.
Okay, that is a point and a point. Team Grape, the four other South American countries that have stars in the flags, what did you guys say?
Okay, so Argentina, Uruguay, Suriname, and Ecuador.
Argentina, Uruguay, Suriname, and Ecuador. And Team 2, you said?
Sorry.
Uruguay, Chile, Argentina, and Bolivia.
So you said Chile, Team 2. Team 1 said Suriname. So you both get 2 points for that because you have that as solo answers. And they're the only ones you got correct.
What?
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
And Paraguay.
I would like to say that the sun is a star.
Yeah.
And the sun is
that's
a
what
star.
We were thinking.
Challenge!
It really is a star.
But we don't have any challenge cards.
I am taking it as a typical shaped star. Venezuela, Chile, Paraguay, and Suriname are the answers I'm accepting. You both got 2 points, now deal with it. Okay, Team Peach, on the cover of Nirvana's Nevermind, what denomination bill is it?
We don't know.
Well, you can what guess something.
we've got an answer there.
Fine, one, but I'm sure it's wrong.
$1, and you guys said?
We said $1.
Okay, you're both correct. That is a point.
Oh. I'm not sure they should get a point for that. They're
hard to win that answer. Energy, to be fair. I'm not sure they should get a zero.
We've got to sell it.
Like, we don't know.
Yeah, great, but they spend so much energy deferring to the man. Like, you know, they must be tired. Okay, and Team Grape, question number five. Who holds the women's world records for the 100 and 200 meters? It's the same person you said?
We're Florence Joyner.
Florence Joyner, and you guys said?
Same thing.
We had Flojo. And I didn't know, like, we said Florence Johnson for Flojo. So would you accept Flojo?
I would accept Flojo. Florence Griffith Joyner or Flojo. So that is a point and a point. So at the end of that round, Team Grape are now on 13. Team Peach are now on 6. So still a bit of a way for Team Peach to catch up. Okay, so we move on to round number three, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams have the same answer, they both get 2 points. And there's a bonus 3rd point if they get their answer bang on. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
So round three, question one. How many European Union countries are not in the Schengen area? How many EU countries are not in the Schengen area? Question two, how many different Steven Spielberg films have received a Best Picture nomination at the Academy Awards? So I'm looking for films that have been nominated and also including any that have won.
And only Best Picture, yeah.
Only Best Picture. Any that have received a Best Picture in nomination, including the ones that did win.
Okay,
yeah, definitely.
So nominations and...
Just nominations.
Just nominations.
Just nominations.
Because they can't win unless they were nominated.
Exactly.
From what I understand.
Exactly, yeah.
These...
Question number three. In total, how many stars are there on the flags of South American countries with stars? So Brazil plus Venezuela plus Chile plus Paraguay plus Suriname. In total, how many stars on those flags? Brazil, Venezuela, Chile, Paraguay, Suriname. Okay, question number four. What is the total number of the Adele albums added together? The Adele album titles added together come to what total number? Okay, question number five, last question of the round. What is the total distance covered in kilometers in an Olympic triathlon, also known as international distance or standard course? So the swim, the bike, the run parts, all together in an Olympic triathlon come to how many kilometers to the nearest kilometer? Okay, so let's get to the answers to round number three, starting with Team 2 Peak. How many EU countries are not in the Schengen area, you guys said?
Five.
You said five, and Team 1 Grape?
We could only muster three.
You went three, so you both get 2 points, because the correct answer is four.
What? What are
Ireland,
the countries?
Oh, I just remembered.
Ireland, Bulgaria, Romania, and Cyprus.
Cyprus.
Mm. Fucking Cyprus.
Always so elusive.
Okay, Team Grape, Team 1. How many different Steven Spielberg films have received a Best Picture nomination?
We went with seven.
You went with seven. And Team 2? Peach?
Eight.
You are Team 2. You get the 2 points. It is 13.
What?
The films that have received the Best Picture nomination from Spielberg. Jaws. Raiders of the Lost Ark, E.T., uh-huh. Color Purple, Schindler's List, which won, Saving Private Ryan, Munich, Letters from Iwo Jima, War Horse, Lincoln, Bridge of Spies, The Post, West Side Story, and The Fablemans.
You said so many of the recent films that I've never seen. Yeah.
Fair play, him.
So, Pete, you picked up too much needed points there. Team 2 Peak, in total, how many stars on the flags of South American countries, Brazil, Venezuela, Chile, Paraguay, Suriname?
40.
40, and Team 1, Grape, you said?
We said 35.
35, correct answer is 38, so 2 points. Sorry, 2 points to Team Peak, too much needed again.
Yeah, that was all me.
Brazil, 27, Venezuela, 8, Chile, 1, Paraguay, 1, Suriname, 1. Team 1 Grape, what is the total of Adele's album titles added together, you guys said?
89.
And Team 2 Peach?
88.
Sorry, 89 and 88. Ugh. 2 points to Team Grape, Team 1.
Yes.
It is 19 plus 21 plus 25 plus 30 for a total of 95. That was the most recent one, yeah. And Team 2 Peak? What is the total distance covered in kilometers in an Olympic triathlon, you guys said?
227.
227 kilometers, and Team 1?
51 and a half.
It's exactly 51 and a half. 3 points.
You're thinking of the Ironman.
For being so far off.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think it's probably longer. Uh-huh.
So, the total is bang on 51.5 kilometers, swimming 1.5k, bike 40k, run 10k. So at the end of round number three, Team Grey picked up 7, that puts them on 20. Team Peach picked up 6, that puts them on 12, 8 points behind. Okay, we move into round number 4, which is a new round. It's called National Head-to-Head. In this round, one player from each team goes head-to-head and answers the same 5 questions about their opponent's country. If they're correct, they get 2 points. If they're wrong, their opponent can answer that question about their own country for 1 point. The team with the lowest score gets to choose the first head-to-head, the next other team gets to choose the second head-to-head, and the remaining two will play off. So we chose already, and we've decided from Team Grape, it'll be Grant against Team Peach Christie, so it'll be America versus Canada. Then it'll be Cuba from Czech versus Debbie from South Africa, and then Simon from Ireland against James from Australia. No conferring, no writing answers down, no helping. And you all get the same 5 questions. Are you guys ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, so Grant, what is the capital of Canada?
The capital of Canada is Ottawa.
2 points. Christy, what is the capital of America?
Washington, D.C.
Correct. Grant, what is the currency of Canada?
The currency of Canada is the dollar. The Canadian dollar.
Yes, so 2 points. Christy, what is the currency of America?
The American dollar.
It is the American dollar. Grant, what is the name of the highest mountain in Canada?
Oh, goodness gracious. Mount Olympus.
You are not correct. Christy, you can answer this for 1 point.
The place where everyone goes for skiing.
That one.
There's one big mountain in the middle of Canada, a ski mountain. I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
I know, hold on. Yeah, okay, I skip.
Okay, it's Mount Logan.
Oh, jeez, I remember.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah, there's no way.
Okay, Christy, your question. What is the highest mountain in America? What's the name of the highest mountain in America?
Mount Washington?
Oh.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing, but it's not the correct answer. Grant?
I'm going to say Mount McKinley.
It is McKinley, or Denali, as
it's
now going. Grant, what's the international telephone dialing code for Canada?
012.
Okay, incorrect. Christy? What is it?
For Canada?
Yeah.
Plus one.
Correct. Christy, what's the international dialing code for America? Plus one for plus three for you.
Is it the same?
They're plus one as well, yeah. Okay, in question five, Grant, to the nearest million, but I'll give you a plus or minus two either side. To the nearest million, what's the population of Canada?
You're giving me 2 million on either side?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, that's not very generous. I'm going to say 175 million.
Incorrect. Christy?
36.
Incorrect. 40.
Oh.
40
when
million.
Did that happen? Damn. Wow. Babies during COVID.
Yeah.
You know, our countries have got to get to know each other better. Obvious from this round here.
Okay, so Christy, what's the population of America to the nearest million? I'll give you a plus five, minus five differential on that.
425.
Okay, incorrect. Grant?
340 million.
Incorrect. 333.3. Just outside.
Wow.
Just outside.
So close.
At the end of that first part of round four, Grant picked up five, but Christy picked up seven. Our next head-to-head is Cuba versus Debbie. So, Cuba, what is the legislative capital of South Africa?
Legislative?
Yeah, there's three, so
yeah,
I chose legislative.
That's Cape Town.
It is Cape Town. 2 points. Debbie, what is the capital of the Czech Republic?
Prague.
I'll give you a clue. We're here right now.
Jesus Christ, it's like a remedial question.
Cuba, what is the currency of South Africa?
The rand.
It is 2 points. Debbie, the currency of the Czech Republic?
The Czech crown.
It is the Czech crown. Cuba, the highest mountain in South Africa?
Been racking my brain about it for the last 5 minutes.
I think Debbie looks like
I think she doesn't know either, which makes me feel better, but like, so I know exactly where it is. Does it help?
It's in the sky?
Ah, yeah.
Give him the GPS coordinates.
I just pass. I don't want
to. Okay, Debbie?
I have no idea, to be honest. I know. I guess it's in the Drakensberg, but I don't know the actual name.
You don't want to guess anything?
I can't even make an educated guess.
What I've heard is Mafadi.
Mafadi?
Mafadi, yeah.
Never heard of that.
Okay. Okay, Debbie, what is the highest mountain in the Czech Republic?
Is it Snežka?
It is Snežka. You've been there.
I have.
1603.
Okay.
I've timed it.
Cuba, what's the international dialing code for South Africa?
I've been racking my brain on that as well. I think it's plus 27.
You are correct, 2 points. And Debbie for the Czech Republic?
Plus 40.
You are correct, 2 points. Cuba, to the nearest million, the population of South Africa, I'll give you a plus minus of three.
I'm going to say 60 million.
It's 62. You are correct.
Well done.
Well done.
Nice.
So, Debbie, to the nearest million, the population of the Czech Republic, I'll give you plus minus two.
11 million.
It's 10.8. So, yes, you get 2 points. So, at the end of that mini part of the round, Cuba picked up 8. Debbie picked up 10. So, everyone ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Simon, what is the capital of Australia?
Canberra.
It is Canberra, 2 points. James, what is the capital of Ireland?
Dublin.
It is Dublin. Okay, Simon, what is the currency of Australia?
Well, I hope it's the Australian dollar.
It is the Australian dollar. James, what's the currency of of Ireland?
Euro.
It is the Euro. Simon, what is the highest mountain in Australia?
Mount Victoria.
I don't think there is a mountain called Mount Victoria. Actually, I'm not 100% sure either. Do I get to answer that one? Or?
You do.
You will. So.
So Mount Kosciuszko, I think it is.
You are correct. It is Mount Kosciuszko.
How do you spell it?
Mount Kosciuszko is
the Q.
James, what is the highest mountain in Ireland?
Mount Liffey.
No, Simon?
What is the current tool?
It is Mount Carrantool for 1 point. Simon, what is the international dialing code for Australia?
I think it's 6-1.
It is correct, it is plus 6-1. Wow, nice. Very good. That could be a divisive in this round. James, for Ireland?
Yeah, like, I've been involved in these like group chats with the Irish footballers for years and years, looking at their area codes, and I cannot think for the life of me what it is.
Sweet.
Is it something like 5-5?
No, Simon?
3-5-3.
It is 3-5-3 for 1 point. Okay, so Simon, what's the population to the nearest million for Australia? I'll give you plus minus two.
27.
It's 26.9.
Wow!
That warrants an extra point, I think.
Wow!
Nicely done.
So, James, what's the population of Ireland to the nearest million? I'll give you plus minus one.
I'll go with 8 million.
Incorrect.
I'll go with 5.
It's 5.2, one point to Simon. And so at the end of round number 4, the national head-to-head, in total, Grey picked up 24, so they're now on 44. Peach picked up 22, they're on now on 34. So 10 points. So we move on to round number 6, which is called the numbers. The teams will be given a list of number-based questions. They need to work out the answers and add them up. If a team gets their total bang on correct, they get 4 points. If no team is correct, the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. Teams also get 1 point for each individual correct answer that they get from the questions. Teams must have their answers clearly written by the end of the time. You have about 90 seconds after I read the questions. I'll read the questions twice. Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, please give me the total and then also have the individual totals. The number of sovereign states in South America. The number of Best Director Oscars Steven Spielberg has won. The number of states that are not in the Schengen but have open borders with the Schengen area. The number of albums Eminem has in the Rolling Stones top 500 albums of all time, the 2020 revision. And how many events in a heptathlon? So again, the number of sovereign states in South America. Number of Best Director Oscars Steven Spielberg has won. The number of states that are not in the Schengen area but have open borders with the Schengen area. Number of albums Eminem has in the Rolling Stones top 500 albums of all time 2020 revision. And how many events in a heptathlon?
So while they are writing their answers down, just a quick message to say thank you for listening. We are all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks, so please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave a review, 5 stars, I hope. If you would like to get in touch, you can find the Inquisition podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or you can email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's Inquisition with a Z. Okay, let's get back to the show.
And 5, 4, 3, 2.
We got
it. Yes, we are.
1. Okay, guys. Team Grape, what's your total?
31.
You said 31. And Team Peak?
32.
You said 32. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute then.
Oh, Jesus.
Team Grape, how many sovereign states in South America?
11.
And Team Peach?
13.
Okay, you were both one away, it was 12.
Wow.
Team Peach, number of Best Director Oscars Spielberg has won? How many?
4.
And Team Grape, you said?
I said 3.
Okay, you're both wrong, it was 2. Saving Private Ryan and Schindler's List. Team Grape, Team 1, number of states not in Schengen but have open borders with the area?
We went with 7.
7, and Team Peach?
4.
Okay, both incorrect. It was 3. Monaco, San Marino, and Vatican City are not in the Schengen but have the open borders.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
Of Vatican City.
Yeah, I misunderstood the question completely.
Places like Norway and Switzerland are in Schengen.
Yeah.
They're not in the European Union.
Darn it.
Okay, Team Peach. Number of albums Eminem has in the Rolling Stones Top 500 2020 revision?
Two.
And Team Grape?
We said three.
It is two. Woo! So 1 point to Team Peach. And Team Grape, how many events in the heptathlon?
Seven.
And Team Peach?
Nine.
It is seven. That's a point. And what were your totals again, Peach, you said?
32.
32 and?
31.
31. Total was 26, so 2 points to Team Grape. So at the end of that, damn. Team Peach are now up to 35. Team Grape are up to 47. There's still 22 points to go in the last round.
Oh boy, I keep just forgetting about things.
So we move into the final round, which is called Grab the Fruit, and we have Grape versus Peach. Grape are on 47, Peach are on 35, so there's a bit of a mountain to climb, whether it's Mount Logan or Mount Kosciuszko in Australia, I can't remember the name.
Either way,
it's still possible. It's fastest shouting the fruit first. No conferring. If you call the fruit, you have to answer. 2 points if you're correct. If you're wrong or take too long, it'll go back and forth a few times. Everyone ready to go? Okay, round six, question one. What was the first Steven Spielberg film to receive a Best Picture nomination?
Grape. Jaws.
It was Jaws, 2 points. Question number two. What was the only Steven Spielberg film to win Best Picture? Yep.
Schindler's List.
It is 2 points to the Peaches. Question number three. What is the capital of Brazil?
Grape.
Rio de Janeiro.
No.
Brasilia.
It is Brasilia, 2 points. Question number four. Which South American capital sits just south of the equator?
Grape.
Yep.
Quito.
It is Quito, 2 points to Team Grape. Question number five. In the Olympics, outdoor sprinting, what is the second shortest distance?
Grape.
Yep.
200 meters.
Correct, 2 points to Team number one. Question number six. In Olympics, outdoor running, what is the shortest middle distance?
Grape.
Yep.
800.
It is 2 points to Team Grape. Question number seven. What is the most westerly country in the Schengen?
Grape.
Yep.
Portugal.
It is Portugal. 2 points to Grape. Question number eight. What is the most easterly country in the Schengen?
Peach.
Yep.
Lithuania.
No.
Grape.
Yep.
Finland.
No.
Serbia.
No.
Grape. Bulgaria.
That's not in Schengen.
No.
Poland.
No.
Hungary.
No.
Croatia.
No. I'll give each team one more guess.
Easter.
Okay.
Eastern.
I think it's got to be Latvia.
No.
We already said that.
Estonia.
Okay.
No, it's Greece.
What?
Man, of course.
What?
Jesus.
Question number nine. Complete the 1998 album title. The Miseducation of?
Grape.
Lauryn Hill.
Grape.
Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill, 2 points to Grape. Question number 10. Which band released the 1994 album Music for the Jilted Generation?
Peach.
Yep.
The Prodigy.
It is The Prodigy, 2 points for Peach. Question number 11. What was the first country in this quiz to be a correct answer?
Grape.
Yep.
Croatia.
It was Croatia, 2 points to Grape. So at the end of the final round, Team Peach picked up 6, that puts them on to 41. But Team Grape picked up 14, that puts them on to 61. So not so close in the end, but Christy...
rub it in, Luke.
Basically,
rub it in a bit more.
Yeah.
So, fuck you,
salt
losers.
The
I'm trying to be nice. So, Christy, James, and Debbie, thank you very much for taking part. It was a valiant effort, but it just wasn't meant to be this evening. But give them a big
round.
And to Kuba, Simon, and Graham, thank you for a fine effort and a fine score. Well played, so give them a big hand.
Well.
So, thanks, guys, for taking part. The Inquisition will be back in 2 weeks' time. For our season 2 finale, which I hope will actually happen, because the last time I tried to do a season finale, I lost most of the recordings and it was a messy disaster.
Sure.
So fingers crossed we will make it happen this time. But thanks very much for listening. Take care, thank you, and goodbye. Kuba, can you say something?
Can I say something?
Like the robot you are.
When did you say open instead of uncorked? Okay.
Or decant, another episode.
Ah, there you go. You and your culture.
Well, this was Christmas presents, and then the second episode was memories for the year. And I'll ask James about the weather.
What's up with that? I don't get it.
Well, it's just like every time I come on here, he seems to ask about the weather. It seems to be like the question the day, so.
Beautiful mind.
Oh, but that makes no sense because it's the same actor, right?
2 years.
Well, they can be in two nominated films. It was Best Picture, not Actor.
I know, but like, yeah.
Good point, though.
You wouldn't have.
So it's probably
sharp,
wrong.
Sharp.
It's
sharp.
You didn't have anything better. I don't know, so I defer to you, my teammate, my beloved teammate.
I would.
Well, because like long jump is pushing 10 meters. Like, is pole? Can you really get 10 meters in the air?
With Ryanair. You gotta pay extra to go higher.
How long is the pole?
So the actress to the visit.
We just need to keep deferring to the man.
Well, we need to.
Christy, do not give up. You're the scribe.
Nothing.
We defeat the man.
Yes. This got very patriarchal very quickly.
Team three.
Team three. Where?
Come in.
Last time I was here, you counted the EU flag as a flag in the EU.
Because it's a flag.
Yeah, but the sun is a star.
I think wine is the right approach right now.
So in that case, one of you said Argentina, one said Uruguay.
I think we both, actually it doesn't make a difference. I think we both said Argentina and Uruguay, right?
All four of us are correct because all four of us have the sun on them.
We're fantastic. Let's continue.
I'm not taking it as the sun, I'm taking it as stars.
Okay, great. Next.
Look at Mr. Astronomist here.
Pardon me?
Mr. Astronomist.
To be fair, he's the host and it's his house. Just go.
He probably does have the most viewed penis in history.
True.
And it probably was a real baby.
It was.
It was.
Yeah. He sued as an adult. He said he never agreed.
He was 4 months old when it happened, if I remember correctly. Hmm.
But he recreated it.
But he also made money from it.
And he recreated it before he sued.
Yeah. Several times.
Not helping his case.
Well, I mean, he was 4 months old. How could he sue when he was...
He signed an NDA.
It was in poop.
Yeah.
There's a wet penis mark on that piece of paper.
Very clearly, that's a signature agreement.
I'm not sure if we're going to be able to count them all, because it's going to be somewhere around that.
Okay, cool.
But Debbie, maybe you can get the man to count, you know.
Third to the man.
If you have any cars that you need fixed, just let me know. There's some shelves installed on the wall. Yeah, this is.
Do you need some dishes that need to be washed? You know?
Did that girl say she does maths? This thing doesn't add up.
I would just like to announce I had absolutely nothing to do with most of those answers, except for Adele.
Is that all we got two wrong?
Okay.
So you guys get to go first.
It says disaster written all over
it. Well, I'm curious.
Who calls Canada?
Christy might do.
Your
Eskimos.
Mom.
Yeah.
Your mom.
I'm sure there's a few people in Wisconsin shouting out the border. Hey, you Hoosiers. Okay, and Debbie, what is the highest mountain?
Fucking hell.
It's just so exciting. Okay.
So okay. We'll do this round, and then if anyone's hungry, I made some sausage rolls earlier.
Oh.
You don't get that on Mastermind.